Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise podcast. And today's episode, we'll talk about our summer in Bangkok. I'm really excited about this summer. It's going to be a lot of fun. We decided to actually settle down for the rest of the year and get a nice apartment in Bangkok, Thailand. We're so happy that we decided to do this because traveling over the last 3 or 4 months has been pretty hectic for us. We've been all over the place. And it's pretty hard to maintain a business and grow a business while you're traveling around a lot. And, you know, we learned a lot of lessons about ourselves, too, and what we're trying to do in life and the direction we're trying to go, you know, and I think it's really good to understand that, like, being a digital nomad is a really fun lifestyle, but that it also comes with a lot of downsides. And obviously those downsides are that, you know, it's mentally taxing sometimes to, you know, be in a different place all the time and be traveling constantly. We've kind of been on the move for the last 2 years. You know, every few months we go to a different place, maybe sometimes every week, as often as every few days sometimes. And it's pretty, pretty taxing, honestly. It's rough. It's, especially when you're trying to run a business, you know, and grow something and, you know, being on the road and always having to deal with finding a new place to stay and, having to book airline trips and figure out visas and, you know, find good food accommodations that are healthy. It can be a pretty rough experience. So, settling down in Bangkok was something that, you know, we really were kind of, we're thinking about for a little while. We had some European travel plans this summer and we're going to go to the States and everything like that. And, it was going to basically be like 3 or 4 days in each city for about a month and a half straight in Europe and a bunch of different cities. And then we were going to go to the States and spend a week or two in 3 or 4 different cities and then another month in LA. And the reason why we decided to cancel all those plans and just settle down in Bangkok was that I realized that it's really important to determine what, you know, the number one purpose of your life is at any given moment. And to decide if the direction you're headed with your main life plans is actually serving that purpose or not. So, you know, think about that in your life. Is your situation actually serving your greater purpose or not? And your purpose might be your goals. It might be, you know, something that you want to achieve in life. It might be monetary goals. It might be, you know, family goals. It might be social goals. It might be business goals. So just consider whatever that is and set some goals for yourself. You know, that might be lifestyle related. They might be travel related, but whatever that is, and then decide, you know, what it's going to take to get there. So, you know, if it's an income issue, then, you know, decide to sacrifice maybe 3 to 6 months so that you can get that income back up to where it was, or at least have something that's providing that income cash flow on a consistent basis. And then you can get back to whatever it was you're doing it. So, you know, we're doing great with our e-com stores and all that, but I'm really trying to build this membership site and it's difficult to do it on the road. So, you know, building a course out means that I have to have a solid environment for filming. It means that, you know, I want to have a place where the audio is good enough to film. And I've been doing it from coffee shops a lot. And it's just, you know, it's kind of tough. You know, it's been an interesting experience and I've done really great so far with it. I'm only about halfway done with the main course right now, the masterclass that I'm working on. And it's really exciting for me because I know that there's so much more that I can teach and that I will be teaching. And that I'm only halfway done with it is pretty incredible to think about. It's already a huge course, hours and hours and hours and hours of video footage, just straight tutorial walkthroughs of building a dropshipping store using the high ticket dropship methods. And yeah, it's very interesting, but realize that having a home base, especially a really nice apartment, is something that we really needed to do. So when we first landed in Bangkok a week and a half ago, we were looking on Airbnb and we found a really cool apartment and, yeah, it's in a great neighborhood. It's not like directly down in the middle of Bangkok. It's kind of, you know, down the, SkyTrain a little ways and, it's in a really nice neighborhood and the value is insane here. You can get really luxurious apartments for gosh, the same price you would rent like a room in a house for in Los Angeles. It's just out of this world. It's insane. And there's so many luxury condos and apartment complexes going up around Bangkok. And yeah, if you look at the prices, I mean, I've been served so many Instagram ads in the last week or two since I've been here. And, And the average price for a condominium to buy is about 5 million baht, which is approximately $150,000 US. So for luxury condominiums, the price is so insanely low. And I'm talking luxury. I mean, I'm talking like really, really, really nice places. You know, in LA, Los Angeles, New York, whatever, Seattle, San Francisco, you want a luxury place, you're gonna be spending like $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Rent or, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month in mortgage payments just to get one. And out here, it's like under $1,000 a month, even under like $700 a month. It's ridiculous. I hate talking about this stuff publicly because I know some people out there are just gonna be like, yeah, I'm going to Bangkok right now. Really don't want to burn it out. But at the same time, man, it's a huge, huge city. And the point of this podcast is to kind of share the wealth and share the knowledge that I've gained over my lifetime and really just, have some fun with it in the process. I know a lot of people aren't ever even thought or even been inclined to live in Bangkok, Thailand. They thought of Bangkok as this crazy party place, which it can be. And the only thing you think of when it comes to Bangkok is The Hangover 2, the movie. And yeah, sure. I mean, there are those parts of towns, but there's a lot of other parts of this town, and there's this amazing culture. The Thai culture is just so friendly and so respectful and so safe and so chill. And everything is so cheap out here, and the value is unheard of. You literally just cannot get anywhere else in the world what you can get here. As far as, price to value ratio goes for living situations. So, being that we're, location independent entrepreneurs, that we have an online business and it's a US-based business, we're able to go anywhere in the world and run our business from our laptops in our living room or a coffee shop or whatever. We really do keep it on the down low. We don't try to boast too much about it. I talk on this podcast a bit about it because I know I'm talking to e-commerce entrepreneurs here. And I just want you guys to know that, the world's your oyster. You have an e-commerce business, it's based online. You can do whatever you want. You can go anywhere in the world you want. If you have a family, you own a home, whatever, it's tying you down a little bit. That's fine. But, you can still plan vacations. You can take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even, whatever. If you're renting a place in an expensive city, you can consider relocating anywhere in the United States, if you're in the United States, to a cheaper city or a cheaper side of your city. You're a location independent entrepreneur. So, just keep that in mind. You can do whatever you want. If you're thinking about becoming one, if you're still in, the startup stages, just know that what you're working towards is going to bring you so much more than money will ever bring you. It's going to bring you lifestyle freedom, lifestyle independence, which to me honestly means that you can do what you really want to do without anybody's permission. And that's the beauty of it. So don't stop. Keep going. Don't stop till you get there. And, just make it happen every day. Sit down at your computer and just bang out the work and take breaks and then bang out some more work. Honestly, it's just a bit mentally taxing to do this stuff sometimes. So you have to, reward yourself. But beyond that, you are building something that is going to be a recurring revenue asset, something that not only will bring you profits, potentially for the rest of your life, but will also bring you, build you an asset. So if you did want to take an exit, you could potentially sell that asset for quite a bit of money. So, the work you do now, even though it might be mentally taxing, is worth it in the long run. You just can't get this kind of thing at a day job. You can't get paid in passive income, years later from work you did a few hours 1 month, a couple of years ago. And same thing goes for an asset. When you're working in a job, you're not building an asset, even though you might think that you're like moving up the rank in the company. I mean, it could fire you at any time and you'd be out, unless you have some sort of an exit or a whatever you call it, some sort of a way to get paid when you get out of that job, but most people don't. The only thing you have to consider when you're traveling abroad is, things that you don't really think about all the time, which is like insurance and stuff like that. We have travel insurance and it covers us from anything that's catastrophic from happening. The other cool thing about Southeast Asia specifically as places to go when you're a e-commerce entrepreneur is they have really low cost of medical expenses out here. So everything that costs a lot of money for medical stuff is very inexpensive out here. There's actually quite a few people that travel all the way out to places like Malaysia and Thailand to get big expensive medical procedures done because they're just so much less expensive and you still have really well-trained professionals out here. So keep that in mind. But yeah, there's nothing holding you back from living out here. Thailand works on a a semi-strict visa basis. We just have tourist visas. As long as we're not trying to take Thai jobs, they'll never look at us like we're, not supposed to be on a tourist visa. We have to get a work visa or something. So we're technically not working in Thailand. We're technically working in the United States, and we're doing a digital commute every single day from Thailand all the way across the other side of the world to the USA. And yeah, it's interesting to think about it that way, but it's true, and it's possible, and it's instant, and that's the coolest thing about this world we live in, this interconnected world that we live in now, is that you can create a passive income, location-independent business through the internet, serving people basically through their computers and smartphones, products that somebody else in some warehouse somewhere in that same country that they're at is going to ship to them, and some delivery company is going to, deliver it, and yeah, it's out of your hands. You're the e-commerce entrepreneur. You live, anywhere in the world that you want to live. So the world's your oyster. Don't hold yourself back from anything. The only downside, of course, of traveling around the world is, like I've been going through a lot of, which is, realizing that waking up in a different place every few days can wear you out mentally a lot. It's really exciting and it's a lot of fun, especially for the first year or two. It's a new experience. Okay, well, I mean, I got to take it back a little bit. I grew up in Seattle, went to Idaho, and in my high school years, went down to Los Angeles for my college years. Worked for about 5 years at an office job in Los Angeles after college, community college, and decided I'd had enough and started my own business. And within the first couple of years of that job, and then for the last couple of years of that job, I was building my online business as I was working. And then I got to the point where I was able to quit and work from home. And then I worked from home for a couple of years. And then I decided I'd had enough of that, that I didn't want to live in the place that was super expensive where I didn't have, the kind of things I thought that my money would be able to buy. I thought, hey. Why not, jump in a car or RV and travel around the United States and, stay at like campsites and stuff and just run our computer from the internet or run our business from our computer and the internet. And, it cost about the same. And I thought, God, man, I can finally see the US. I don't have to sit in this little tiny room all day long, my apartment in LA. I can do what I really want to do, which is see stuff, travel, and we tried that and that was interesting. And then we decided we didn't like doing that too much because it's a lot more hassle than, I thought. And then we decided to go to Thailand and be digital nomads and travel around Southeast Asia and go to Europe and then, come back again and blah, blah, blah. So we've been doing that for a while now and just jumping around all over the place is just hectic and tiresome. And, we've done Bali at least 6 or 7 times now, and every single time is just amazing. But the last time we just realized it's just so hectic. And, it's time to settle down, get a nice, comfortable, luxury place out here. The cost of living is so low out here and it's so easygoing. And we just love the people. We found this great neighborhood. There's a little coffee shop down the street with really good food and they're just super friendly. And, just had a great day today, Sunday with the family. We have family up in, who lives in, that live in Chiang Mai right now. It's, Juliana's uncle and his wife and, their little son, which is super cool. And they came out and, we hung out today, went around to the malls and to the parks and stuff like that. And had a lot of fun. Bangkok's just full of cool places to go and amazing, just beautiful scenery. And it's a great city. Growing up, I really never considered living in Bangkok. But now that I'm here, I can see why it's such an amazing city, why people, so many people travel here every single year. Cost of living is super low and the value is super high and the people are amazing. The food is amazing. It's just, it's my favorite place on earth, honestly, right now. And even if I had, $10 million in the bank, I'd probably be out here anyways, just because I absolutely love this place. I'd probably be traveling around, expensive places too, doing crazy things, but I'd still be back here, It's just the culture. The culture and, the food, just everything about this country. Just I love this country. It's amazing. So if you haven't been to Thailand, definitely check it out. And yeah, that's what we're up to. So I'm excited about it. And I'm really excited to get this masterclass filled out and done. It's really, really cool actually putting a course together. I had been planning on doing this for the last couple of years and finally got down to work. And I feel like I've made something that's better than what's out there. And I also feel like it's a lot different as well. And, I think a lot of people can benefit from it. I honestly know for sure that as soon as I am completed with, what I consider to be a full course, that I'll be switching it over and making it something that I can sell for a lot more money, because I know that my time is worth a lot of money. Right now, I have it at a very low price, and I'm considering changing it right now. But then I realized that that would kind of be undercutting myself as far as customers. And I really want to help people out, as I grow it. I don't want to just cut people out because I feel like I should be charging more money. I'm not really a greedy person like that. I really just want to help people. So I'm keeping the price really low on the master class right now. And if you guys want to get in there early, then go for it. If not, then it's all good. You can wait until it's done and fully launched and pay me a lot more money for what my time is worth. So it's up to you. But yeah, it's a good process, and it's a lot of fun putting this thing together. It's different, it's a completely different business model. And that's kind of what I've been trying to do, is find another business that was more passive. But that also was, able to change people's lives in a different way. It's, information products are cool because you can sell them anywhere in the world. You can change people's lives with them anywhere in the world, at least if they understand your language. And then they're digitally deliverable, and no shipping involved, no suppliers to deal with. It's your product, and it's on-demand video. So yeah, the delivery is instant and the access is instant. So it's a different type of model, and it's an amazing model that is only possible these days because of the internet. And back in the day, you'd probably have to wrap up a DVD or VHS cassette or something like that and ship it out to somebody. But yeah, nowadays it's just amazing how easy this is. And yeah, it's taken a lot of time to learn, and honestly, I'm still learning how to do stuff. Still reading dot-com secrets every single day, still reading expert secrets every single day, trying to inculcate my mind with all these methods of sales and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, Russell Brunson took him 10, 20 years to learn all this stuff before he wrote books about it. So it's not like you can do this kind of thing overnight. It takes a long time, and I've only been at it for the last few months. So yeah, a lot of good things to come. And yeah, so not only am I working on this masterclass, I'm actually building out three other e-commerce projects outside of the masterclass. So I'm constantly like jumping around from project to project, trying to build things out as one project kind of reaches a milestone, and I have to wait a few days for something to get updated by something that's outside of me, then I can jump over to another project and keep working on that. But so I have a total of four e-commerce projects in the masterclass right now, and then I have a bunch of blogs I have to work on after that. And it's gonna be fun, I really see the future as being this like really exciting, full of abundance and happiness and stuff like that. And hopefully we'll start a family, and yeah, it'll be great. So I'm excited about how everything is going. I think if you guys want to get started right now, the masterclass is filled out to all the way up to Google Shopping Ads. So you can learn how to find a great niche. You can set up your demo site, set up your business in the US, and you can set up your get your suppliers. You can put the suppliers' products on your website and optimize your store and set up Google AdWords. So that's where we're at right now. It's beginning of July right now, and by the end of the month, hopefully we'll have a lot more in there. I'll have Bing ads, Google search text ads, and oh yeah, by the way, I did an email marketing module, so that's all set up. And by the way, guys, my course is so much different. I include actual templates for all this stuff, so it's not just like I'm telling you like what to do. I'm actually including real templates you can use. I mean, it's just insane the value that I put into this thing. The price that it's available, like, it's just ridiculous. I almost feel like I'm giving it away. But because I love you guys so much, I'm gonna keep giving it away until it's done. And if you want to get in now, you can just pay $47 a month, monthly access. And once it's finished, then I will finally be able to charge what it's worth. But until then, it's kind of like putting a fire under my butt to get the work done, which is cool with me. I like having that, some kind of incentive, outside incentive. And hope to get 50 people in the class. That's my goal. I'm at somewhere around 25 or 30 right now, so excited about that. Really happy. A lot of people are making headway with their stores and stuff like that. It's a lot of work to be done, but it's worth it. Once you get this built site built out and start making sales, it's pretty awesome. So excited about the future. All right, well, I hope this podcast was inspiring and motivational, and hopefully helpful. I really want just to let you guys know that you should never hold yourself back just from your like preconceived notions of how the world works around you. Open your mind, open your heart, and don't be afraid to take a leap, once in a while, and to go see something new, experience something new. Just because the news or the media or some friend or something you saw made you feel like some place was not good or some culture was not good or whatever, doesn't mean it's not good. It just means that that's your perception of it. That's your belief. And you can always change your beliefs by surrounding yourself with, you know, what exactly it is that you think you're afraid of. And whether you consider yourself afraid of it or not, or you just consider yourself not understanding it, whatever it is, but get out there and experience it. And you might realize that it's a lot better than you thought it was. And certainly what happened to me. So enjoy life, guys, and talk to you in the next episode. And yeah, if you're interested in the masterclass, go check it out. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/academy. See you out there.